With defence spending set to rise to 2% of GNI by 2030, Luxembourg is debating whether even this increase will be sufficient while also exploring investments in military equipment and drone production. A final decision on Luxembourg's stance is expected before the NATO summit at the end of June. In this context, RTL Television had held a roundtable discussion yesterday evening with guests including Finance Minister Gilles Roth and former Defence Minister François Bauch. Roth told viewers that Europe must take its own defence into its own hands. He also highlighted Luxembourg's position in satellite technology, which would benefit both European defence and Luxembourg's economy. The Minister of Finance is confident that the necessary money for defence could be raised partly through debt, but also partly through the European Investment Bank and the private sector. Nearly one in five residents in Luxembourg is at risk of poverty, according to the latest figures published by Statec. Despite being Europe's richest country, Luxembourg continues to grapple with a high at-risk poverty rate, which stood at 18.1% in 2024, according to the Institute. In other news, US officials are on their way to Russia to discuss a potential 30-day ceasefire in the conflict with Ukraine. As the Trump administration tries to build on Tuesday's agreement with Kyiv, there's been no official response from the Kremlin. At a meeting in Paris of Europe's five main military powers, the UK Defence Secretary John Healey urged President Putin to accept the ceasefire proposal. Coalition negotiations begin today in Berlin. Around 250 politicians from the conservative CDU-CSU bloc and the Social Democratic Party will meet in working groups with the aim of creating a coalition government by Easter. Germany's likely next leader, Friedrich Merz, is set to defend his plans to massively ramp up defence and infrastructure spending in Parliament today as lawmakers begin debating the proposals. And Pope Francis marks 12 years as Pope today while he's still recovering from pneumonia in hospital. According to the Vatican, he could be discharged in the coming days, but the 88-year-old Pope has still not been seen in public since his admission. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with the Football Champions League, Real Madrid edged past Atletico Madrid in a dramatic penalty shootout last night to reach the Champions League quarter-finals, where Arsenal, Aston Villa and Borussia Dortmund also secured their spots. Real won 4-2 on penalties, Aston Villa beat Club Brugge 3-0 and Borussia Dortmund fought back to beat Lille 2-1. And Formula One returns to action this weekend with the season-opening Australian Grand Prix. It promises to be another action-packed 24-round campaign in 2025, with Red Bull's Max Verstappen pushing to retain his latest driver's title and McLaren defending their first team's crown since the late 1990s. That's not to mention competition from the likes of Mercedes and Ferrari, who are both eager to get back to title-winning ways, with seven-time world champion Lewis Hamilton bolstering Ferrari.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
After days of sunshine and mild temperatures, Luxembourg is set for a shift in weather as rain and snowfall are forecast for today. It's a cloudy day with light rainfall expected throughout the day, particularly in the south of the country. The French border regions are also under a snow ice alert from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Any snowfall won't settle as temperatures are in plus at around 3 to 4 degrees now, rising to 6 to 7 degrees in the afternoon.